he has such a good time. It's because God's Word. God's Word. Some people think that the Bible is boring, irrelevant, outdated. Wrong. It is the best book because God, you see, wrote a bestseller. And He wrote a love letter. And think of the time when you just fell in love with someone. And they wrote you a letter of love. How many times did you read it? How long did you pore over that? Savoring every word. That's what the Bible's like to people that know Jesus, that know His love. We're going through the Bible. And on Wednesday night, we're in Zechariah. And we always end at 9 o'clock. And it's 5 to 9. And tonight will be no different. But we just happen to be in Zechariah 13. Listen to this. One will say to him, "What are these wounds between your hands?" And he will answer, "These are the wounds with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." Who is it talking about there? You know who it's talking about? It's talking about the Messiah. This was written hundreds of years before Jesus came, but it's talking about the Messiah who would come and that He'd be wounded. That great shepherd would be slain in our place for our sins. Because it goes on, it says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion." God is talking, He's saying, against this man who's my equal, says the Lord of hosts. "Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Then I'll turn my head against the little ones." So this great shepherd who laid down His life for the sheep, who was wounded in the house of His friends. You know, I want to talk about the truest, dearest friend that you could ever know. Proverbs says there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother, a friend who loves at all times. And that friend is Jesus. One thing I really like about young people today, one of the greatest things about them, is how highly they value their friends. They love their friends. And I read a true account of a young man named Jim. He was fighting in a war on behalf of our country, and he was over there with his buddies, battling on the battlefield, and suddenly one of his dearest friends was shot on the battlefield. And he was laying there. And Jim said to his commander, "Sir, permission to go get my friend and bring him back." And the commander said, "Jim, there's no use in doing that. He's probably dead, and if you run out there, you're going to get shot too. But if you feel you must go, I won't stop you." Immediately, he jumped out of the foxhole. He ran out there. He picked up his friend. He put him over his shoulder. And he ran back. And just as he was going to jump behind the sandbags and into the trench, he was hit with shots. And he fell in. He lay there wounded. And his friend was laying there. And after a while, the commander said, "See, I told you it wasn't worth it. Your friend is dead and now you're gravely wounded." But Jim said, "Sir, it was worth it. Because when I first picked up my friend, he wasn't dead yet. And as I carried him over, he whispered in my ear, "Thanks, Jim. I knew you'd come." Jesus, God the Son, He came all the way from heaven. Greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. But Jesus had a love even greater than that. Because God demonstrated His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, enemies of God, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died for you and me, even though we're sinners, enemies of God, rebelling from God, doing whatever we wanted, not really caring. But He did that because He loves us and because He wanted to make us His friends. You may not know this, but Jesus is your best friend. And He wants to show you that tonight. If He's not your best friend, make that choice tonight. I like what Amy's song said. He's not going to let you go, but He will let you choose. He will let you choose. Because He doesn't force His love. It's your choice. This verse that I just read to you, this is actually about a future time when the Messiah comes again. And He'll still have His scars. We'll talk about this next week. We don't have time tonight. He'll still have His scars. Revelation 5, verse 6 says that we'll see Him as a lamb as if slain. We'll see Him with the scars in His hands and His feet, the gash scar by the spear on His side. He'll still have that. It'll be an eternal testimony to people how much He loved you and all that He did to save you, to bring you God's forgiveness. You know, Jesus endured the cross because He didn't want you to be punished forever in hell. The Bible says that hell is so real. And it says that without Jesus, a person will be damned eternally for their own sin. But yet Jesus was willing to take that, to bear that sin, because He was God who became a man and He was perfect. He could take our sin and dispose of it. And then He rose again. I'll tell you, here's a friend that'll fight your worst enemy and beat him up for you. What is our worst enemy? Death, the Bible says. The last enemy. Jesus fought death. He died for us. He conquered death. He rose again. And because He lives, He says, "You too shall live. I give you that gift of life with God. Eternal life." But you have to receive it. You have to personally receive it and pledge yourself to be His friend. You know, we all know Jesus is our friend. He's a great friend. But the question is, will you commit yourself to be His friend? Will you trust Him? He wants to help you do that. If you're willing to put your trust in Him, like Timothy said. And I know that many of you want that. And we want to pray with you to receive that. To make Jesus your best friend. Let's bow our heads.